Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talk. So we now have supermarkets offering loans to customers in order to buy food. Here we see ITV, also BBC, and many other of the network of fake stream media beast system platforms promoting this. Here we see how to get Iceland interest-free loan, who is eligible for food club card, and how do I apply? It says here, British supermarket group Iceland Foods has allowed customers to take out small interest-free loans to help pay for groceries. The scheme targeted at poor households, at the poorest of the poor, struggling with rising living costs, is thanks to a partnership with non-profit lender Fair for You. The loans are available on preloaded cards with a value between £25 and £100. Financially vulnerable customers are able to make repayments once a week. Okay, so for the uninitiated, this obviously is a very sad state of affairs where corporations are loaning money to people to buy food, okay, especially supermarkets. You are looking at a situation where the people who are leading you, you know, they're seriously, seriously failing you. That's the optimistic, and that's the optimistic way of looking at it. These people are seriously failing you and are now using that failure to exploit you some more, to get the poor into debt for essentials. Although, of course, I don't believe they are failing by accident. I believe this is all manufactured. This is all part of the plan. They are deliberately crashing the system, crashing the economy. Order out of chaos. It says here Iceland are partnering with Fair for You, the non-profit company. This company was launched in the House of Commons and is in partnership with the Treasury. So it's the establishment who are loaning you the money through the supermarket. And it's all because of the Ukraine situation, of course. The Vogue photo shoots, the U2 gigs, the Hollywood visits, all the turmoil and trouble that this one country is causing. Food prices, petrol prices rising, energy prices rising. Yeah, all because of a supposed situation just in the one place. And every country across the world is using that excuse for the same problems everywhere. And, you know, there are still some people in the UK on social media who are saying this is all because of Brexit. I mean, are you deluded? I mean, come on. You can't be serious. I don't know where to start with you. You're so lost. You're so many steps behind. I have no idea what to say to someone like this. You know, if you're still carrying on about Brexit, I mean, you're in the land of make-believe. This is all manufactured, you know, to create an economic collapse, a great reset, get people dependent on the state, getting more and more people in debt. Apparently, this has been in France for a while, supermarkets loaning money for food, and expect this to happen all over in every country. Expect other supermarkets to do the same in the UK. Of course, they are targeting the very poor here. Those at the bottom are just not getting themselves, obviously not getting themselves into enough debt. I mean, the poor are not buying houses, are they? They're not getting mortgages, so there's no debt there. Many of the younger ones, they can't afford student loans, so there's no debt there. So what do they do? Oh, let's ramp up the prices of food and get the poor in debt for that, for food. Now all social classes are getting in debt. If you're lending money to people who can't afford to pay for the basic essentials, then what's going to change in the weeks to come? And if the prices keep on rising, then it's just going to be an escalation of debt. It's just going to increase, isn't it? This is all about getting people dependent on the state, getting those, the poorest now of the poor, in debt for food, creating a situation where they can't pay it back, and then introducing a solution. And that solution will probably be UBI, Universal Basic Income, a weekly sum of money for free for everyone, which in turn will make more and more people dependent on the state. And you can guess how that will be paid. What do you reckon? Will it coincide with the announcement of the CBDC, the central bank digital currency? Oh, and will the UBI, will it be paid into a digital wallet that can be assessed through that NHS app, that government app, that will be the one stop for all government interactions? Is that the idea? I reckon that could be what they're planning. At first, of course, they won't stop cash. They will introduce the CBDC and have cash going at the same time and make out they have no intention of cancelling cash. But of course, they are planning on getting rid of cash. Probably introduce some story of a virus that will appear and they will say the handling of cash is not hygienic or something like that. Yeah, that is what this is looking like to me, a way of getting people into debt at the lowest level. UBI is then introduced as a solution to herd people into a cashless society. They will make it so that it's only accessible through a digital currency, getting more people into using their app, because loads of people are not going to turn down free money, are they? Using the new digital currency, once again, binding them also to their smart black mirror scrying devil devices and making them dependent upon the forthcoming beast system. It's just so predictable. I'm not going to be hooked into it. I'll tell you that now. All I can say is always try and avoid getting into debt. Avoid it at all costs. I nearly foolishly got a mortgage a number of years ago and I didn't. And I didn't want the ball and chain. I wanted to be free to take chances. I didn't want to get stuck in a rut where I felt I had obligations to stay in a crappy job in order to continue to routinely pay back a debt. And because I didn't fall into that trap, I was able to quit my crappy job and take a massive chance, a massive gamble, and it worked out okay at the time. These things don't happen if you get tied to debt. It traps you into a routine. You don't tend to take chances when you have a debt hanging over you. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. It's a very difficult situation when you have a system such as we have at the moment that is trying to crash itself, creating chaos to give them the excuse to build a new system out of that chaos, order out of chaos. And much of those plans hinder on getting people, coercing people to go along with their plans, coercing them to engage once again with the system and then getting attached to it. This whole thing is going to go down like the Titanic. Don't engage with it or it will drag you down with it. As I've said before, look into every possibility you can in order to be self-sufficient so you are not reliant upon the system, because as time goes on, they will continue to create scenarios which will try and hook you into the system to make it more difficult to be independent. Look into every avenue possible which distances you from this corrupt system. Anything that allows you to be more independent away from the system is the way to go. So anyway, leave a comment. Let us know what you think below. Let's hear your opinion. As always, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to the website, hugotalks.com, so you can be notified of all video uploads. And I'll see you later.